Chazar of Zechen Nishabuch is Chashang Vimei Yehuda Mesech the Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel. The Mishnah said, Ketan ha'yu Mesiyah Mesuas v'chulo. The Mishnah says that Erez wood was used for the torches. Rabbi Yehuda said there are four kinds of Erez. There's Erez, Kasroim, Eit Shemen, and Birosh. Rav said that Kasroim is Adar. Rav Shila said it's Mavliga. Others say it's Gulmish. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Bar Huna who says that there are 10 types of Erez based on the Pasuk. But the Pasuk that he's referring to only mentions 7 species. Rav Dimi said that Racham added 3 more. The Gemara gives a couple of versions of what these 3 are, one of which is a coral of the sea. A Pasuk describes a stream that begins in the Kodesh HaKadosh and says that as it goes further from the base of image, it gets wider to the point that it gets so wide and strong that even a large ship can't cross it. Rav explained that this large ship referred to is a ship that would be weighed down with sand until it reached near the seabed. At that time, ropes would be tied to the coral and to the ship. The sand would then be offloaded, and when the ship would rise, it would bring up the coral with it. This coral was more valuable than silver. From a pasuk quoted earlier in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan dashens that Hashem will return each and every tree that was ripped out of Yerushalayim by the Goyim. Rabbi Yochanan continues to dashen the pasuk to mean that one who learns Torah but does not teach it is like a hadas in the desert. No one enjoys its fragrance. Others dash in the pasuk to mean that one who learns Torah and teaches it in a place where there are no Talmid Chacham is compared to a hadas in the desert, meaning which is a rarity and very precious. Rabbi Yochanan darshens, woe is to the goyim who have destroyed things that are irreplaceable, namely Rabbi Akiva and his chabura who were murdered. About these goyim, the pasuk says that there are various for these murders will never be cleansed. The Mishnah then said, "Umayayin hayu masiyim asuais v'chulu," lists the mountains, and it says, "Umibes paltin." From there, they looked until the whole bava looked like it was on fire. Rav said that Beis Paltin is Biram. Rav Yitzchak said that Goyla, referred to in the Mishnah, is actually Pumpadisa. What does the Mishnah mean that the entire Goyla looked like it was a bonfire? Mar says, a Braisa explains that upon seeing the lit torch, every person in the Goyla would light a torch and stand with it on top of his roof. A Braisa says, Rosh Hashanah Lazar says, they would also light torches on Charim, Kayur, Geder, and its Chaverim. Some say that these were additional points in between the points listed in the Mishnah. Others say that these were points to the other side of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan said that there were 8 parsois between each point. In fact, this would mean that from Har HaZeisim to Beis Paltin, there were 32 parsois because there are 4 spaces from the first to the last. And if we look today, we see the distance between the two is a lot more than 32 parsois. Abaye said, because we no longer have a direct road. With a direct road, the distance is only 32 parsois. Zok the Mishnah. All witnesses who came to testify regarding the new moon would go to a large chatur in Yerushalayim called the Beis Yazek. Beis Din would examine them there. They would be fed large meals so that they would be willing to come back and do this again. Initially, if the witnesses came on Shabbos from outside the Tchum, they would not be allowed to leave this Chotzer. However, Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken instituted that they may travel 2,000 Amos in each direction from the Chotzer. This leniency was also extended for a midwife who came from out of the Tchum to deliver a baby, and for one who came to save people from a fire, or from an army, or from a flooding river, or from a collapsed building. All these people who came from outside the Tchum on Shabbos get the status of the people of the city that they have come to help, and they may therefore travel throughout the city and 2,000 Amos beyond that city in every direction. Frek the Gemara is the proper version based Yazek with an ayin, which based on a pasuk has a positive connotation of being a protective wall, or is it based Yazek without an ayin, which based on a pasuk has a negative connotation, meaning almost like a prison? So Abaye said from the fact that the Mishnah says we gave them big meals, it must mean that there was a positive experience, and therefore the positive version is the correct one. The Gemara says, however, that it may be that they were well fed, but maybe they still felt imprisoned, and therefore there is no proof from this. Zok the Mishnah. How would they examine the witnesses? The first pair to come would get examined first. The older of the two was brought in first. They would say to him, "Tell us how you saw the new moon. Was it before the sun or after the sun? To the north of the sun or to the south of the sun? How high in the sky did it seem to be? Which direction were the ends of the moons pointing? How wide was it?" If he said that the moon was before the sun, his testimony is unacceptable because that can't be the case at this point in the month. They would then bring the second witness and examine him. If his testimony was the same as the first one's testimony, then their testimony is valid. They would continue and ask all the other witnesses the main points as well. They did this just so that these later witnesses should not walk away feeling that they came for no reason, which would prevent them from coming to testify again at another point in time. Frek the Gemara, the words before the sun is the same thing as saying to the north of the sun, and after the sun is the same thing as saying to the south of the sun. So why are they asked as 2 separate questions? Abaye said the first question was whether the hollow part of the moon was facing the sun or not. Because if he says it was facing the sun, his testimony is not accepted, because that never happens that the hollow part of the moon faces the sun.